Okay, let's begin. Imagine a long straight column of light coming down through the tops of your head, down through your spine, down into your chair. And passed through the building into the ground, down to the center of the earth. As your awareness of this column of light becomes more focused, you realize you can't say whether this light is moving down or up or both at once. You feel simultaneously connected to the ground, rooted, and also supported, as if all of the energy of the earth is focusing on the point right beneath you, holding you up. As if you yourself were the tip of the earth, something vast. And so this body is just one dot, one of many expressions of this vastness. See if you can feel this. What might it feel like to be something vast? As your awareness continues to focus, realize that this vastness extends far beyond the earth. See if you can feel connected to everything that is. If your focus ever moves around, realize you are just focusing on another part of your own mind in this vastness. So you can look inside this vastness and feel what it's like on the other side of the sun. Or outside the Milky Way, so that you have a clear view of the other neighboring galaxies. Let your inner vision show you. Your awareness is becoming more and more focused. Remember that this is mind training. We are training our minds to use our inner sight. If your mind starts to wander, gently forgive yourself and see if you can bring your awareness back. Train yourself. Today is the start of spring. Well, let's use our awareness, our inner sight, to show us what we would like to spring forth in our minds this season. Let your awareness move to another part of this inner universe and let the galaxies and nebula arrange themselves into some picture. Representing what you would like to see grow in your life. It's your world, so nothing is impossible. If you are not sure, ask yourself what kind of experience would you like to share with someone, anyone in your life? What quality of experience would you like to share? What part of yourself would you like to use and stretch in the sharing? Some kind of impression will come to you. And then you can ask the stars to align themselves to show you a beautiful image that in some way captures this impression. Let's continue training our minds by taking another step. Now that we have some impression of how we would like to grow and what we would like to share, let's ask our inner guide for guidance on how to begin. Listen for the answer. If you find yourself starting to think, just come back to the column of light for a few moments and quiet your mind again. And then ask again and quietly listen for the answer. Trusting that the answer will lead you only towards happiness and will never, never threaten you. If you have recognized the answer, allow yourself to continue visualizing, taking that step for a few more moments. And if you haven't recognized an answer, no worries. The answer is there and will become recognizable in time. The important thing is that you have some willingness to believe that the answer could be there. That simple willingness is enough to transform your life. It's enough to be happy that you are willing today. Perhaps the first step shows you something that you have difficulty believing in. It happens a lot. So ask, how can I see this differently? As something new, as a gift. In fact, even if you have been enjoying your vision, you can always ask, show me more. Show me something new. Lead me further. Experience always shows us something new. When we see nothing new, we are seeing through the eyes of the past what we experienced before. But experience sees through the eyes of the present. Allow your inner sight and your curiosity and desire to know yourself to lead you to experience something new. It doesn't even matter if you like it or not. It's perfectly fine to learn that you don't like something. It's a wonderful opportunity to change direction and explore something else new and discover what you do deeply connect with. Oh, any time we want to see or experience something new, we simply stop distracting ourselves with thoughts. We quiet our minds, allowing those distracting thoughts to fall away. And all of a sudden, the window in our mind is clear, and we can see. We can see that our world is so much larger and more vivid, surprising and limitless than the world our physical eyes have been showing us. This is our playground. Come here to play. Anytime. To rediscover your inspiration and be guided down the path that will best enable you to realize it. The playground of your mind. Come here often. And before long, you won't even need to close your eyes. You will be in the playground all the time. There will be no distinction between meditation and the daily life. Train yourself to know yourself. And enjoy your life. Slowly lower your head and open your eyes and come out of the meditation.